So before we start this new episode, I just want to make a quick shout out to my barber Mel of Dapper Club in Century Mall in Makati for taking care of my needs when it comes to my hair. Thank you so much, Mel. And to my friends from Dapper Club, you guys know who you are. Thank you so much. You want to know if you've actually matured? Like, if you've actually matured already? Well, in this episode, we're going to talk about 10 signs that you've already matured as a person. And if you probably scored 10 out of 10 here, well, congratulations. You're doing a great job so far. Here are 10 signs that you've actually matured already. Let's start off with the most obvious sign that you've matured as an individual, as a person, or as a human being as a whole, which is small talk no longer excites you. Remember in my 20s, wherein, you know, I would talk to anyone regarding like the weather or something about news, which is just small talk. It doesn't add value to you. Now, at this point, whatever age you are, if you're more excited about talks about growth or nurturing, something that helps you become better as a person, or not the shallow conversations anymore, not that you don't talk about material things, well, welcome to the club. You're one of the, well, I wouldn't say few people, but most people who've actually matured, they don't start off conversations like, what was the last thing you bought? Or have you heard about the latest on the news today? Those are small talk that doesn't even interest someone. Number one most obvious sign of maturity as a person is that small talk does not excite you anymore. Moving on to the next sign of maturity is that sleep is better than a Friday or Saturday night out for you. For me, gone are the days when in my 20s, not just as a club promoter, but someone that goes out regularly on a Monday night, on a Wednesday night, on a Thursday night, Friday night, Saturday night, and go home at like 4 or 5 in the morning, sometimes even 6 in the morning, those are gone. When someone invites me to go out at night, I would ask them, okay, if we're going out, I need to be sure that we'll be done by 10 because by 11, I need to be at bed because I value my sleep more than ever than hanging out with my friends. No disrespect to my friends. I love them all, but it doesn't mean that I don't care about them. It's just that I value rest more than anything else. And I think it also comes with the age that you value your sleep more rather than, you know, having the feeling of FOMO, the fear of missing out. You don't have FOMO anymore when your friends go out on a Friday night and you're not there with them and you're happy for them, not, you know, having that feeling anymore. I used to have that feeling, and I think that's a clear sign of not being mature yet. Now you're okay to miss out a lot of things. You're okay to miss out, you know, nights out or going to concerts because it finishes at 12 midnight and such. You would go to those things, you know, once in a blue moon, that's fine. You know, but sleep is king. Don't you agree? I don't like the feeling of hangover anymore. If I do need to go out on a night, mostly because of business, like a business deal I have to do, you know, it's inevitable as a guy, you go out at night to meet, you know, possible business things to be done. And part of that will be drinking, like, you know, drinking beer or drinking alcohol or whiskey or what have you. One of the things that helped me a lot is drinking Pocari Sweat or Gatorade. That actually helps. Or if I don't have that, I'll make sure that I drink at least almost a liter of water at night before going to bed. So when I wake up, I'm not dehydrated because it's a life hack that I didn't know. When I was in my 20s, like, I would go to bed drunk and next day, I was just not going to be functional the entire following day. And that was just so bad. Moving on to the third clear sign that you've matured is that you actually forgive more. And you don't forget, yes, because you forgive, yes, but you don't forget because there are lessons that come with it, but you find yourself forgiving more people for their mistakes or their wrongdoings with you. Remember back then, like, you know, you would be more vengeful to more people with what they've done to you and, you know, be one that's always thinking about revenge. Instead of being vengeful, you become more grateful for the lessons that they've taught you. So number three sign that you've actually matured is that you forgive more people rather than be more vengeful. Let me know in the comment section what you think. Moving to the fourth reason why you've already matured is that you're becoming more open-minded. Have you felt that? Before, your mind was already closed into your ideology of what life is, of what your ideals is that you believe in life. Now you're more open to like changes or, you know, anything that's new. Before before your mind was a one-track mind. Like, you have a fixation already on one thing and that your mind is set on that. You don't care what other people think. You're just set on this because it's what you know of. Now you're becoming more open-minded in things that can change rather than how they were before. If you felt something like that, if you do, let me know in the comments what you think. So that's number four. You're now more open-minded more than ever. Fifth reason that you've already matured is that you respect differences. A lot of people, I mean, I'm just gonna go by experience here. In my 20s or maybe in my early 30s, if someone is different from me, it's like, you're not with me, you're against me. Now, if people have an opinion about me, okay, I'm fine with it. Even if they have a good or bad opinion about me, I treat them all the same. Now, I treat them all as opinions or differences. But one thing that I will never tolerate will always be disrespect. Being different or having different views is fine, especially for friends. But if your friendship is over just because of differences in what you believe in, like in politics, religion, sports, you know, in business and stuff like that, that is not your friend, my friends. You are never friends if your friendship is over because of just differences, because it is not based on respect. We all respect the differences that we have with each other. And I think that comes with experience and maturity. Before, you would force your beliefs into someone and, no, this one is better or this one is way much better. Have you seen how many friends have ended just because they were fighting about who's better? Michael Jordan or Kobe Bryant or LeBron James, or like who's the better president, or maybe, I don't know, just their personal choice over things. Come to think about it, if you have those, it was just one of the most silliest things that you would ever think about on ending a good friendship with anyone. If you say, you know, the sky is red, whatever, if that makes you happy, my friend, I don't need to, you know, remove your crown. Okay, here's the crown. You're the king. You got it. But my peace of mind will always be number one. And that's number five. You respect differences more than ever. Number six, it's kind of tricky because it concerns about feelings of love. Number six sign that you matured is that you don't force love anymore. You don't force people to love you because you focus now on what you can offer to other people rather than focusing on people trying to love you. You're not forcing people to like you anymore. Not just love, but just the basic premise of people liking you. Before, I would just say yes to everything and say, okay, yeah, sure, yes. Because I want them to appreciate me or like me, and you're not being real. I think in one of our episodes of 40s But Not, Chini and I talked about this. Like, you know, you don't force someone to actually like you. Instead, you should be more focused about growing yourself internally so that people get attracted towards you instead of you trying to attract people, because you're not being factual. Remember that when we mentioned about butterflies? Remember that? We talked about butterflies. It's not really a good thing because it's like your gut feel, and that feeling of excitement goes away. But you don't want to force something like that to go from another person towards you, because you can't control how people will think, act, or react towards you. But what you can control is your thoughts, your actions, and how you react to other people. And being a person who is of value would be someone that's always going to be needed by other people. So make them reliant for you instead of you relying on them instead. And that's why number six, you don't force love. You let it come to you naturally. Number seven is in connection to number six, because if you don't force love, you also accept heartaches. Number seven, you accept heartaches. It is a part of life. People can break your heart, not just relationships, your partner, your spouse, your parents, your siblings, your friends, and your children. Anyone can break your heart, and it's a part of life. You may be disappointed that someone broke your heart, and heartaches before you felt like was the end of the world. You would feel like you're already dying if someone broke your heart, and you would cry and cry yourself to sleep because of that. But now you realize that heartaches are truly a part of life, and it's a clear sign that you're already matured. Moving on to number eight, the sign that you've already matured is that you don't judge easily anymore. Remember back then when you see something that you don't like, or you see a result of someone, for example, being successful, you already judge them. Oh, he's probably doing something illegal, that's why he's successful. Or, oh, he has a Ferrari, it's probably given to him by his parents. Or, oh, she's selling her body on social media, it's because she has no self-respect for herself. Nowadays, you don't don't care. You don't care about what people are or what they do because you don't judge easily a person anymore because you know for yourself what you're going through or what you went through. People are going to be judging you for whatever it is. So that's why one of the thoughts that people are going to judge you no matter what, so make it worth their while. No, it doesn't really stand true. You just have to let it go. Pass any judgment. Don't pass any judgments throughout anyone because whatever you see is not the complete story of anyone. If you've never worn someone else's shoes, it's gonna be really difficult to know where that shoe has gone through. It's just impossible. Some people just really have a good way of hiding how damaged or bad they feel or what they're going through right now. Right now, I might be going through something and you don't even see that because this is something I need to do every day and it's something that's part of my responsibility. There are days and times wherein I don't like sitting here. I've done almost, I think, 500 videos up to this point. I probably would say like a third of those times, I did not want to do any video. But just because I have a responsibility and I'm more mature that I have to take care of my responsibilities as a person, that I still do it just because it's something that I need to do. People will be quick to judge, oh, he said like the word or he pronounced the word incorrectly or oh, he missed out on things or what was he trying to say? Is he lost or fucked up or something? You don't know what I'm going through during that time. If you're trying to judge someone by their mistakes, then I don't know what that says about you. Number 8, you don't judge easily a person anymore because it's just a clear sign that you've already matured as an individual. In connection with number 8, clear sign that you're already matured is that you sometimes prepare to be silent than to engage in a nonsense fight. I think in one of the episodes that we talked about this is that, and I think in 40s but not, is that in my younger days, if someone honked their horn behind me, and it would just start off road rage for me. Someone honks their horn, I would just want to go down and beat the living crap out of that person. That was me in my 20s. Or maybe I would, you know, cut them off and go down from my car and do something that I would regret. And those are silly things. Sometimes you prepare yourself for those things, you're ready for those things, but now, whatever. If someone cuts me off and wants to do something or, you know, someone honks their horn at me and it's like, go ahead. I'm trying to take my time driving or whatever that is. But I'm not trying to engage anymore in nonsense arguments. Earlier on in my marriage, there was a lot of things that me and my wife engaged on in terms of nonsense things. We would argue about the place that we would eat and end up not eating anymore just because I didn't know what she wanted and what other reasons. Just remember the last time that you were angry and you would just laugh it off because it's just one of the silliest things ever. Instead of me getting pissed, for example, at the rude social media comment from any of my posts, I don't feel bad about it anymore. I used to feel bad, like literally during those times when I was the one posting on SoulSlam, my page, I would really feel bad if someone said like, you're an idiot or you're stupid or you're dumb or whatever things. They're just so negative or like you have horrible fashion sense and stuff like those. I'd really feel bad for the next couple of days. And the loser of that was really me. Nowadays, if someone says something nasty or negative towards me, I just brush it off and say, okay, all right, cool. Here's what I'll tell you though. Words are words, and words will not ever kill you. It won't ever hurt you unless you let it hurt you. Someone says you're dumb and you believe that you are dumb, then yeah, it's gonna hurt you. But if you're more comfortable with whatever people are saying about you, because you can't control what other people think about and say about you. You can't control like what people would say and think about you, like what I said earlier. So how you react towards those is fine. Like if someone does that to me in social media, automatic block. Like, I don't care who you are or how popular you are or big a person you are. If you have no good thing to say, it's okay to disagree. It's just not okay to be disrespectful. In that case, I'm out. You're out of my space. This is my space. You get out. And for me, if someone is disrespecting you in your own space, do you let anyone go into your house, your personal space, and let them disrespect you? No way. You kick them out, right? If someone goes into your house and says, F you, you're dumb and stupid and shit like that, would you let them? Of course not. Kick them out. Same thing in social media and in real life. And moving on to number 10, which is one of the most clear signs that you already matured, is that your happiness does not depend on people, but on your inner self. Your happiness does not hinge on people, but upon yourself. And that's why being alone is a superpower. Like when people say, I'm not happy because I'm alone, you should be stronger when you're alone. Being alone is a superpower. People think that's a clear sign of weakness when you're always alone. Being alone is superpower because you have more focus. focus, more clarity, and can think more things thoroughly compared to being around with people a lot more. You being happy around other people is a clear sign that you haven't matured. Sad to say, but it's true. I used to be so happy when I'm around a lot of people, like my friends, my family, you know, but during the time that we're in, I truly was alone and working for myself and a lot of those things going on for me only by myself. That was the time we're in, okay, here's what I need to do. Here's what I need to focus on. Here's why I need more focus on. It gives you more focus and you're not scared being alone because you know that it's actually a strength for you rather than a weakness. Sure, we all need other people. We need 21 hugs in a day. The study that we need to have a human touch around us at least 21 times in a day so that we feel that we are loved and we are important or taken care of. But when you think that your happiness isn't dependent on someone else, then you're probably one of the toughest SOB in this world today. And that's 10 clear signs that you've already matured. If you think this episode is valuable for you, please leave a comment and subscribe to the channel. And I'll see you again on the next episode of They Call Me AA. Peace out.